It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Yesterday at midday, the Government and National announced the new Resources Management Amendment Bill, which aims to make it easier to build houses. The bill will allow landowners in Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington and Christchurch to build up to three homes of up to three stories each without the need for a resource consent, a consent that can be expensive and time-consuming process. National and the government showed bipartisanship. Sorry, thank you everyone for getting through that with me. To these medium density changes. However, David Seymour has already criticised the bill, calling it a hollow stunt. Also on Monday, Stats NZ published that New Zealand's inflation is at its highest in over a decade. According to Stats NZ, the Consumers Price Index rose 2.2% in the September 2021 quarter, which is the biggest quarterly movement since a 2.3% rise in the December 2010 quarter. And finally this week, the Green Party MP, Julie Anne Genter, has written to COVID-19 Response Minister, Chris Hipkins, asking him to consider a special allocation for pregnant women and their partners. Since this request, the College of Midwives have also joined this call for pregnant women to have allocated MIQ spaces. Lots going on in Aotearoa this week, so this morning I spoke to Brooke about these three topics, starting off with the new housing density rules. I began by asking Brooke if she agrees with David Seymour's comment that the bill is a hollow stunt.
Yeah, I do. So the first thing we'd heard of this was yesterday when I think two political parties decided that they needed some positive press for a change, so they've decided to rush a law through before Christmas. But if we actually look at what the problem with housing is, 420,000 additional dwellings should be theoretically possible within Auckland, but the prices of the homes have gone up by 35%. The councils don't have funding for the infrastructure, so they try and put in place roadblocks, because why would you want to allow more development in your city if you're not getting the funding for the vital infrastructure? So the ACT Party solution diagnoses the correct problem, which is that we have an infrastructure crisis. And one of the issues with too much development in Auckland currently is that we're seeing sewage all over our beaches. People can't swim in beaches all up and down Auckland because we've allowed for the development, but we haven't allowed for the funding for the infrastructure. So we've got to get that right.
A senior political reporter for the NZ Herald noted in an article that it was, quote, unusual for ACT, an historically libertarian party, to oppose a bill which will remove red tape for people wanting to develop land. What do you think of this comment?
Oh, look, I'd say a lot of people don't really understand the core principles of the ACT Party. And of course, we want more people to have homes. We want more development so that people do have a chance to have property in our democracy, so that people have stability for their futures and their families. I think that's extremely important. But what we can't do is pretend that one piece of law change is going to solve the whole problem. It's misdiagnosing the problem because, as I say, under the Auckland Unitary Plan, it takes into account another 420,000 developments. And yet we're just not seeing that. And why is that? We have to ask that question. And it's because the council don't have the funding for the vital infrastructure for these new developments. This plan, and to be fair, it's come out quite new, so I haven't seen it in great detail, but it could lead to development chaos where we don't have the sewage facilities to make sure that our city works. So ACT's GST sharing plan would actually allow for another $1 billion on average for councils up and down New Zealand, so that every time there's a new development, the council gets half of the GST to pay for the infrastructure to connect it to the city.
Yeah, could you go into a little more detail about what ACT would do alternatively to help address New Zealand's housing affordability problem?
Well, we would suggest that the infrastructure problem is what is really holding us back. So, you know, ACT would propose that on every new development, we give 50% of the GST on every new build to the local council that issues the consent. And that provides an incentive. So every time the council issues a new consent for a new development, they would get more money. It's the same way that you'd issue parking tickets if you're the council. And that's why they're so effective and efficient at doing it, because there is incentive to do so.
Moving on to our next topic, what is your view on New Zealand's latest inflation numbers?
Oh, look, I think it's really sad. You know, it's costing more for people to live day to day. Vegetable prices are going up, petrol is going up. Everything you touch seems to be more expensive today than it was yesterday. But it's really the fault of the government. And I don't think they're going to be wanting to take this blame. But essentially what's happened is that the government told the Reserve Bank, do away with historically what you've been told to do, which is to keep prices stable for people so that a dollar today is pretty much more or less the same as a dollar tomorrow. And they said, why don't you print some money to help boost employment? And that has had the effect of huge inflationary pressure. And who's the biggest beneficiary of this? It's the government, because they get more in their tax take. So the ACT Party is saying, why don't we give people a break, have a bit of a tax cut, and allow people some more money so they have more to spend on those daily necessities.
What do you think this means for New Zealand's economy in the next 7 to 12 months?
Well, I think what it really means is that people will have less money in their pockets to pay for the things that they need. We're seeing prices going up on everything from construction costs all the way through to the fish and chip shop, which I see has gone up by 5%. I think at this time under COVID, people really are struggling. And what the solution should be is that the government really should restrict some of their spending. You know, we've spent billions of dollars on what we considered COVID relief, which is absolutely not true. The government has splurged and spent on a whole bunch of projects that didn't have to be there. And we need to actually rein that in, because it's not fair that people cannot afford to live.
Could you name some of those projects that, in your opinion, weren't necessary to cost billions of dollars under COVID relief?
Oh, yes. So the classic example would be the government spent millions of dollars on cameras for fishing boats and used the COVID relief package to do so. I don't believe anybody would say that putting cameras on fishing boats could potentially have been used to help relieve the COVID problem.
And now I would like to talk to you about pregnant women and their partners not currently getting priority for MIQ spaces. What do you think about this, and has ACT made a public statement?
Oh, look, I think it's dreadfully unfair that women who are currently in New Zealand, whose partners are overseas and unable to come through MIQ, don't have the support that they need when they're going through a very vulnerable time. And I'm asking the government to free up emergency MIQ spaces for women in this position, and also pregnant women who are stuck overseas, who are really worried that the later on in their pregnancy they get, they will actually be unable to re-enter the border. I think we have a duty to make sure that people get good maternity care and that they have their support people in the country when they need them. The rules are unfair, and they do need to be changed for the very small number of people that this affects.
Do you know how many pregnant women or partners that have tried to get into MIQ?
Oh, look, I've been in touch with a couple, and I only know of a handful at this point, but I've also been told that there are women who just know that the MIQ system seems so broken that they haven't even tried. And that is really distressing, because we have New Zealand citizens who should have a right to be able to re-enter their country, especially when they are pregnant, and have just not bothered to do so. I think we need to change it so that women can re-enter to get the maternity care that they need and they deserve to be around their friends and family, but also that pregnant women who are in New Zealand currently who don't have family around them can get their family back through the border to support them. That's what they deserve for those first 1,000 days of a child's life.
Even last week, the Breast Cancer Foundation also shared that at least 133 women across Aotearoa don't know that they have breast cancer right now
due to our latest COVID-19 lockdown. I know that this is quite a different subject from that of pregnant women being allocated spots in MIQ, but do you feel that women in general may not necessarily be supported as much as they could or should be?
I think the approach that the government has taken has been very heavy-handed and hasn't taken a well-being approach. You know, there are a lot of people who aren't getting access to the services that they need and deserve for their health. Those are really good examples of pregnant women with MIQ, but also with the breast cancer screening. And I asked the minister, did you actually consider any way of allowing breast cancer screening to continue under alert level 4? And I was completely fobbed off, and I think that is dreadfully disappointing for women who now won't know that they have breast cancer because their screening got delayed.
That was ACT Party's Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden talking about the new housing density rules, Aotearoa's inflation being at its highest in over a decade, and also the fact that pregnant women and their partners do not currently get priority for MIQ spaces.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.